Without Plumbing.
Hi, is James there?
This is James.
Hi, James. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good, good.
Good?
I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer our bank mailed out to your business 2 weeks ago. And basically, it was based on some financing that you did. It looks like a working capital maybe 2 years ago. And so based on that borrowing history, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for $250,000. So I just wanted to see if you needed any financing right now. What was coming up this quarter?
I haven't thought about it, so obviously it's not urgent.
Okay.
I certainly don't want any equipment leasing, that's for sure.
You don't want any equipment leasing?
No. That's not necessary.
Okay, you don't need to bring anything on this quarter?
Not anticipating that I will. No.
Okay, not anticipating. How is business going, though? It sounds like it's going pretty good then.
It's pretty busy, yeah. We're extremely busy.
Oh, nice. How are sales this year?
Sales are up about 20%.
Oh, up 20%? That's awesome. Are you guys doing something differently than last year?
No, but the economy is very strong here in the Bay Area, you know.
So the economy is just strong there. So did you guys take on new clients or hired new people?
A lot of new clients. Yeah, a lot of new clients. It's you know, it's tech driven here, so there's a lot of real estate's really expensive, and a lot of people have equity, and there's a lot of money being spent.
Oh, nice. So do you guys mainly like business to business? You guys bring in residential or commercial?
We do a lot of both. We do mostly high end residential. We do a lot of custom residential. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then, since the tech industry is so booming there and people just have the capital there, then business is always booming.
They have access to it for sure. That's for sure. The economy is booming here. Yeah.
Nice. That sounds awesome. So is there like a busy time of year, or is it kind of steady throughout the year?
For our business, there's not really a busy time of year. It's steady throughout the year, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So so your customer base is mainly like a residential, you said. What are like the typical payment terms you extend to your customers? Is it like a net 30, net 60, or is it just like payment like as you go?
Well, we do some progress payments, but it's usually net 30, which sometimes becomes 60, but that's kind of how we do it, yeah.
Okay, so net 30 to 60. Do you ever run into cash flow problems while you're waiting for payment?
Sometimes it gets tight, yeah.
Sometimes it gets tight?
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah, well, if that ever does happen, you know, we do have working capital programs that could help you out there, and what we do is we would give you that cash up front. It's basically a 24-hour approval process, and you can get funding in 48 hours. That way you can take on that next project and then pay us back as soon as you get that funding.
I understand. Okay, well, it's good to know that.
Yeah. How long have you guys been in the industry there?
That's a great question. I have been in the business here 30 years in San Bruno, but I've been in business for more than 40 years total. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Where are you from? Where's your accent?
I'm from Ireland.
Oh, you're from Ireland? That's awesome. When did you come here?
I came here in 1986, and I've been in business here since.
Nice. That's when I was born.
Good for you. You're a baby compared to me, yeah? Yeah, 1986, absolutely.
That's
so
awesome.
I have a son in business with me, too, so.
Oh, okay, so it's a family business.
It's a family business.
Yeah. It sounds like you guys are growing.
I don't want to grow anymore. My son might grow the business when I retire, which will be pretty soon, I hope, but I'm happy the way it is, and it's just controllable. It's really nice.
Okay, I hear you. So you like it staying kind of sustained at where it is now, but he might take over and grow it a little bit bigger.
Well, at my age, I'm not as ambitious as I used to be. I like things to run smooth. I like to be able to sleep at night, so...
yeah, have a little breathing room to relax.
I'm not planning to go out on a limb with any new ventures at the moment.
No, I definitely understand.
The young guy can do it. He'll be more.
I hear you. Is there a lot of competition out there since the money's there and the demand is so high?
Yes, of course. We definitely have competition. Everything is competitive, but we have name recognition. We're pretty well established, and that stands for us.
Okay. So is that what gives you the advantage over your competitors? Just like the reputation you've built for yourself.
The fact that we're a family business too, you know, we it's a personal type of operation. So I think that does give us advantage. Yeah.
Okay. So then, how do you guys gain new customers? Do you media, digital, print marketing?
We get a lot of traffic comes through our website. We get a lot of referrals from architects and also some of our suppliers and vendors and stuff like that. So, but architects primarily, we get a lot of referrals through those.
Okay. So how long have you guys been doing
this? Is very well referred. It's referral-based. We definitely get most of our work through referrals.
Okay, that makes sense. That's probably, the best way to get it because they know that it's trustworthy, right?
Correct. Well, if you get a good referral, you have the advantage over the competition for sure. You know, it's up to you to land the job after that.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah.
Would you say there's, a typical time of year you guys evaluate, your equipment or capital needs?
Normally, the beginning of the year, we look at what we're doing going forward, yeah. But coming
okay.
up to the end of the year, we try not to spend too much towards the end of the year. The beginning of the year, definitely. The first 2 weeks in January is when we sit down and look at what our expectations are for the year.
Okay, so the first 2 weeks in January. Do you guys ever, take advantage of Section 179 at all?
Okay. No.
Okay. Do you know what that is?
I have no idea, but I know that if it's something government-driven.
No, it's when you talk to your accountant, you should ask him about it. It's just a way to offset your taxes by onboarding a piece of equipment. So you could do it at the end of the year. If you know that you guys have a lot to pay in taxes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I know what he talks about. Yeah, when he can write it down. Or
yeah,
yeah,
with the equipment.
I didn't know what you meant when you mentioned the number because I'm not an accountant. We have our own accountant.
Yeah, usually the accountant handles that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you might, when you do talk to him this year, you might want to mention it, see, how big your taxes are and if it makes sense numbers-wise to kind of purchase something new that you might need next year.
Well, I know that he's always out to save us taxes. That's
yeah, for sure.
We don't know what the final reconciliations will be later on, for sure.
Yeah. Did you guys take on any new equipment or make any new purchases this year?
I don't think we did, no, and I'm not 100% certain. You're asking a question, but I'm not 100%
certain. Oh, no worries. But if you could bring on a new piece of equipment, could you generate, further revenue for the business that way?
We'd have to look at what's in contract, because we don't consider a job till it's a contract.
If we got
every job we bid, we'd be the biggest company on the peninsula, but we get about 10% of what we bid.
Okay, got it. If we could unlock 10-15% of your gross annual sales, is there anything you could do with that money?
Yeah, I could go to Ireland and spend a while.
I know, I meant more marketing, inventory, material.
I know exactly what you're
Yeah. All right, so do you guys have someone that you normally, a bank you normally lean on for financing?
We have a good relationship with our bank. Yeah, it's a community bank. We've been with them for 30 years, and if we were stuck for something, definitely they would help us out.
Okay. Who is that? It's called Community Bank?
Yeah, it's First National Bank. They're our bank.
Oh, First National. Got it. How long have you... And you said you've been working with them 30 years?
Probably 25 or 26 years, yeah.
Nice. And what has your experience been like?
Well, I prefer them to the larger bank because it's more personal. We know everybody by name, and that's kind of the way it is. You know, we can go and have a beer together. So it's a more personal type of banking than if you work with Bank of America or Wells Fargo or some of these large banks. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's
what
I
prefer that, too, yeah.
Yeah.
But do you guys have...
You know, we're known by name. It's not like the large banks are at a point where they don't want you to go in the door. They'd like you to do everything outside the door through your computer. So I like the personal touch.
Yeah, no, me too. I think everyone kind of likes that, like knowing having someone that you can turn to and talk with. All right. Well, it sounds like everything is going really good for you, but you know, just in case something comes up with that like net 30 to 60, if you can't get any like payment, I would definitely love to kind of keep in contact with you. Do you have an email address? I have like the info.
Bank of Cardiff. I mean, is that the real Bank of Cardiff? Because there is a Bank of Cardiff.
No, we're not affiliated with them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because the Bank of Cardiff is Scottish. Its corporate office is in Scotland.
Yeah, no, our corporate office is here in San Diego.
And are you one of these banks that when you lend this money, the interest rates are high and you pay back by the week or by the day or something like that?
We have a monthly, weekly, and daily options. It really just depends on like what you look like on paper and what you're looking to do. So some of our better customers obviously qualify for monthly, and some of our customers that have a little bit of a bind, you know, don't qualify for that.
What's your interest rate? They're high. They're 10% minimum.
No, it's not like that. It really just depends. I couldn't tell you without looking at your file.
I understand.
But we
do
have basically it's like same as cash for 12 months.
Well, see the problem with you guys, the way you market yourselves, you're misleading because I have seen your emails and I have seen your solicitations and we get letters in the mail from you guys.
I'm sorry?
You say that you're pre-approved for $250,000. You're not pre-approved. You're pre-approved to apply for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, do you have, like, the envelope with you?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I remember it distinctly. I know what it says. And when you called me up today, too, you said I was pre-approved.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't, but I wasn't pre-approved.
Well, we do pre-approve it based off of your DNB credit profile and that past financing you did. So it looks like you took out, I think it was a working capital in 2014. I don't have access to that information.
But we're still not pre-approved. We still have to go to an approval process to qualify.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's...
pre-approved.
But, you know, it's like when someone sends you a credit card, you know, you're pre-approved for this credit card, but you still have to apply for the card, right?
Yeah, but if you tell somebody they're pre-approved for something, it means that they're guaranteed to get it. But that's not the case. You're pre-approved to apply for it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I know how marketing is done. Don't kid yourself.
No, I understand.
I've been around the block. You're not going to pull the wool over my eyes. I can assure you that.
Well, I'm definitely not trying to.
Have a nice weekend. I hope you get to Ireland sometime. You don't know what you're missing if you've never been there.
No, thanks. Me too. And go ahead and can I follow up with you with the info at odowdplumbing.com?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
Perfect.
Even though I might never read it, but just follow up.
I'll try. All right, James. Thanks so much.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.